Hello and welcome to Baylor Connections, a conversation series with the people shaping our future. Each week we go in-depth with Baylor leaders, professors, and more discussing important topics in higher education, research, and student life. I'm Derek Smith, and our guest today is our first Baylor student on the program. That is Hannah Causey, Baylor Student Body President. A senior business major from Carrollton, Texas, Hannah has served in a variety of student government roles prior to becoming president. As external vice president last year, she served as a liaison between outside organizations on campus and in the community. Baylor Student Body President, her role this year, serves as the CEO of student government and the official spokesperson of the Baylor Student Body to all Baylor constituencies, the public and media, and other institutions. Hannah is with us today on the program. Hannah, thanks so much for joining us. I know it's a busy time for you. It's great to have you on the program.
Absolutely. Thank you for that introduction. That was very sweet.
Yes, it hit me. You are the first student we've had on the program.
I guess
it makes sense.
That's a huge honor, honestly.
So congratulations on that.
You.
Yes. Well, so I know it's been a busy stretch for you, as I mentioned, the last couple weeks. You had Mental Health Week working with the student body. In the prior week, you worked with Baylor Regents. Actually, this week, worked with the Baylor Regents. Is there anything resembling a typical week or month for the job that you do? What kind of places do your duties take you?
So I think that's really, honestly, a great question, because there's not one day I think that looks the same. I think the most consistent part of this position in the job is classes. Being a student, I think that's just the most consistent thing I have weekly. But every day I think looks really different according to meetings or projects or what we have going on, which I think is the most exciting thing about the job, but also difficult because time management is definitely something I have learned the most about this job, and being very flexible with what goes on and different needs that need to be met. And I think a lot of it just depends on the environment of the student body as well and what's going on. But yeah, I don't think any one day looks the same, but that's the exciting part about it.
Do you have to put on different hats in the sense sometimes you're interacting with students, then the Board of Regents, kind of different constituencies that you
Absolutely,
have to address?
Absolutely, yes. And I think that's the hardest part of the job, because you do have to transform your leadership style a lot in this role specifically, not as much with EVP, because EVP was very community-based, focusing on the Waco community and the Baylor community, and they're all – very, very similar. And then in this role, it's more you're working with Senate, executive branch, judicial branch. You have to be more serious in some contexts, and then you have to be more fun in another. And then you have to be very official and deal with the Constitution and the bylaws. And then in other ways, you have to be able to prepare to speak in front of an entire board, which is what we did today. And that was intimidating, but it's also exciting because you learn a lot more flexibility through that. But yes, a lot of different roles and a lot of different hats that you have to put on.
Talking to Hannah Causey, Baylor Student Body President. And Hannah, you obviously are a student. You work closely with students. What should people who aren't maybe as connected to this generation of college students know about them? What would you like those of us who are a few years removed to know about what matters to you or what priorities are for this generation of students?
I think the Baylor student body now is very diverse, and I think it's getting more diverse more and more as I've gotten older. These past 4 years, I've seen it transform so much, and currently we have over 17,000 students, and within that, there's so many different students, and you just can tell right then, talking to people that have been to Baylor, how much that's already grown and how much campus has transformed, because with that, you bring in different perspectives, different backgrounds, different ideas, and that's exciting to see all these different people and ideas come to campus. But it's also something that's challenging, especially where the university is headed, is maintaining the roots that we were founded on and staying true to Baylor, but also embracing all the new people that come into Baylor and being able to balance, just find a balance in between that, which is difficult, but it's exciting to see all the different people that come into the university. But yeah, I think that's one thing I think is really important to know, because when you come to campus, campus might look the same, the traditions are the same, the caring community is absolutely still at the core, but there's a lot more students on campus, there's a lot more diversity, and so it has changed, but in the core, it's still the same Baylor that it's always been.
Well, later on in the program, we'll talk about an essay you wrote for Baylor Magazine where you talked about Baylor's Faith Foundation and what that means. But before we get to that, I want to ask you, you know, you served in student government each year here that you were on campus before this role. What led you to want to run for this role? And then what about it do you find most compelling or invigorating?
That is a great question. So I think originally joining student government, I didn't fully know what I was getting myself into, because I did student government all through high school, and I just figured, okay, like, I want to be involved in Baylor. I don't know exactly how, but it's familiar to me, so I joined. But then I learned very quickly student government is very different in college comparing to the high school system. It's set up like actual government, which is intimidating, but it's also really neat because truly student government is the representatives on campus. They represent the student body in all different ways, and I think that's the neat thing about it, and that's why I wanted to join once I learned more about it. And then once I got in, I just fell in love with it because from my first year being in it, I've gotten to work with so many different organizations on campus, so many different students, learn different stories. And I think more and more getting involved, that's what made me want to keep getting involved and keep pursuing it and get more to the root of the university. And I've gotten to do that every single year. And I think running for this role was a very hard decision because it is a big, big commitment, and it is basically accepting a different college experience within that, but it's an incredible college experience, an incredible experience in general, because you learn so much about yourself and about other people. And I think I really wanted to run for this role because of I just saw all the importance there was being external vice president with the Waco community and the Baylor community, and how amazing the university around us is, and the plans that we're heading in. And so I wanted to be a part of that, and I wanted to make sure I continue to serve the student body, and I want to do that in any way that I could, whether that was this position or in a different one. But those were the main reasonings behind why I wanted to keep getting involved and why I ran for this position.
Visiting with Hannah Causey, Baylor student body president. And Hannah, what attracted you to Baylor in the first place? What were the main factors that led you here?
So truly, I know everyone always talks about the caring community here, but that is my answer because it truly was the community. And I was not sure of what I wanted to do when I got to college. I didn't know what I wanted to do in the future, what degree. And so I applied to a bunch of different schools. But my main reasoning was, so my dad actually loved Baylor very much. And he was had great friends here, great group of people. He was influenced by a lot of people at Baylor. And ironically, he never went to Baylor. Mm-hmm. He went to UNT. And so I just thought that was just a funny thing that he loved it so much. And then he actually passed away my junior year from cancer. And that was really hard because he's my best friend, and that was he's someone I've always looked up to. And through that, and in some sort of way, I truly believe God and him knew that Baylor would be the place to kind of grow his daughters that he left behind.
Wow.
And that's just something I've always kind of I don't know. I've always learned more and more as I've gotten older and as I've transformed at Baylor. I just realized that how accurate that was. Like, I came and visited Baylor, and I realized right away I feel closest to him, closest to God, and this was truly the place I think that he wanted us to be, and that it would grow me. And I realized that beforehand, and I'm seeing that now. And I just think that's the neat aspect of where God takes different people and the path that you go down, even if it's your choice or not. And so I just think that's the neat thing about Baylor, is because I truly didn't know what I was going to do coming into this university, and just seeing my 4 years here have been incredible. And looking back on that, that the community is the reason I came, and the community is the reason I'm probably going to stay. Mm-hmm. So
whatever challenges you face here at Baylor, just sounds like you've overcome some adversity in your own life and tried to channel that in some positive
ways.
We're visiting with Hannah Causey, Baylor's student body president, and in this role here now, you might never have imagined when you got here, but you'd be actively working with people shaping the future at the university at a pretty pivotal time. You talk about Illuminate, Give Light. There's a lot happening right now at Baylor University. What's it like for you getting to work with people who are shaping that future, be it President Livingstone, or other regions, provost, et cetera?
It's incredible, and I think it goes back to your question on wearing different hats. All meetings look very different. All situations look very different because there's so many people working on different things. And this position, you kind of have your hand in a bunch of different areas of campus. But what I've noticed working with other universities comparing to Baylor is that Baylor truly wants students' voice in on everything. They want students at the table. They want to hear their concerns and hear their stories. And I've learned that with our advisors. We have three amazing advisors for student government that we meet with every week. And then we get to meet with Dr. Livingstone a few times each semester, and then the President's Council are always open to meeting with us as well. And everyone here wants to meet with you, and I think that's something I've learned, but also been an incredible opportunity for me to be so close with different faculty and administration at Baylor that usually people wouldn't get the opportunity to get. But I also realized through that all students have that opportunity, even if they might not realize it, and I think that was the neat thing about it, is because that's kind of been a goal for me and for other people in student government, to make sure like students realize, like, if you want to meet with someone, if you want to get to know a certain faculty member, you can. And it's just the simple fact of reaching out to them or emailing them, because all of them are incredible, and they've all voiced that they want to be there for students. They want to meet students and get to know students. And I think that's just the neat thing about it, is that they're a resource to everyone. And so that's been really neat to see that.
So you've seen that's unique somewhat. I mean, it sounds like other universities want to hear student voices, but it seemed like Baylor maybe does go a little bit deeper. Is that what I'm hearing you say?
Yes. Especially working, because we work with the Big 12 schools a lot, and working with that there, a lot of the Big 12 schools are always interested in the way that we run things in student government. And they're shocked that we have two student regents on the board of regents. That just blows their mind. And the fact that I get to appoint, I have the opportunity of appointing student representatives on all the university committees, where there's all faculty, and we get 1 to 4 student representatives on each of those. And I get so many questions constantly from other universities about, how did we make this happen? How do we do this? And it's just cool seeing that, because I think I look back to it, and I got to be a part of some of those things, but it wasn't a difficult thing. Like, we asked for it, we pursued that, and they made it happen. And because they care about their students, they want that to happen. It was just a neat thing to just see through and see how Baylor does things differently.
Is it meaningful to be a part of all this right now? We mentioned Illuminate, Give Light. There's a lot going on right now. What is it like to kind of be a part of, whatever extent you're able to have a voice, or just kind of witness what's going on here?
It is exciting to be a part of everything that's going on, because truly Baylor has amazing aspirations and amazing goals that they have set out that they're heading towards. But I think especially for the senior class, we've gone through many transitions these past few years, especially with administration. And through that, nothing changed within the community. And I think that's been really neat to see, because there has been a lot of changes, especially if you look at it externally. But internally, that caring community, that core that's so true to Baylor, has always been consistent, always has been there. And nothing has felt different to us, truly. And I think that's the neat thing, getting to see it, and then also being a part of the new plans that Baylor has, keeping that caring community and keeping that the things that we were founded upon, but also going towards amazing goals and just starting new things and bringing more people in, is just a neat thing to be a part of, and something that a lot of people want to be a part of and continue to be a part of. And I think that's why you hear a lot of students staying, or a lot more people staying in Waco or working for Baylor. And that goes for faculty as well. And so, yeah, it's been exciting.
This is Baylor Connections. We are visiting with Hannah Causey, Baylor's student body president. Well, you referenced this. Let's talk about kind of that new directions, new visions, but some of those same historical underpinnings that have made Baylor who they are. You wrote an essay in the most recent edition of Baylor Magazine talking about Baylor's unambiguously Christian educational environment. Maybe for some people who don't know, when we talk about Illuminate, Baylor's academic strategic plan, that is one of the four main pillars, an unambiguously Christian educational environment. In many ways, it's the pillar that shapes all the others.
Absolutely.
What does that mean to you, for a university to be unambiguously Christian? What's that look like in theory and practice?
I think it's a very unique aspect to Baylor, because there's not a lot of schools that look like Baylor or are doing the things that we're doing. And I think that is difficult in a lot of aspects, but also very unique to what makes Baylor Baylor. And I think unambiguously Christian means we were founded upon our Christian commitment, and we're founded upon our Christian commitment within a caring community. And that's something that Baylor always emphasizes. It's something I continue to emphasize because it's true. And anyone that attends Baylor sees that right away. And I think what it means to be unambiguously Christian is staying true to those roots and staying true to that Christian commitment that we were founded upon. And no matter what's going on around us, no matter what worldly things are changing, and even if the world is asking us to conform, it means staying true to those roots. And a lot of that's something that's hard for a lot of schools, I think, to maintain true to their foundations. And you see a lot of schools change or adapt to what's going on, and Baylor hasn't done that, and they're finding their own way of doing that. And I think that's what what's so unique about Baylor and about its core and about its commitment, because it wants to be different and it wants to look different. It's not something that we're wanting to adjust, and it's not something that we're wanting to look like everyone else. And I think with that comes a lot of trials and difficulties and learning different ways, and it might take longer, but it's something that's true to Baylor And I think that's really important for the world.
We are visiting with Hannah Causey, Baylor's student body president. You talk about that unambiguously Christian environment. What are some of the ways you've experienced that or in your roles seen other students experience that first in the classroom?
In the classroom is an amazing example because I think this is something that really sets apart Baylor compared to other universities because in the classroom, you can have students pray for you, or you can have teachers pray for your students, and I mean, vice versa, you can have both, but teachers usually pray for students, they can be a mentor to students, they can have a relationship with you because it is a small classroom vibe, and they're allowed to tell their stories and share their beliefs and have that Christian twist on things, and I think that's the neat thing that I've experienced and a ton of other students experience daily being at a Christian university is they're very intentional with who they hire. And I think that's just key to how Baylor's community functions because you can have teachers that genuinely care about you as a person and genuinely care about your story and your faith and your journey. And that's not something that is allowed at a lot of other universities. And I think that's where I see a lot in the classroom and being able to provide that for students that you typically wouldn't get that experience at other college universities.
What about outside of the classroom? Because I know in this job alone, yeah, you've been able to be a part of some things that have really demonstrated that caring Christian community to students in ways beyond the classroom walls.
No, absolutely. I think outside of the classroom, I think that is shown through different events that Baylor puts on. And I think specifically with student government, like we do things like the All-University Thanksgiving Dinner. That's just a way to bring the entire student body together for a Thanksgiving meal. And give thanks and talk about what we're thankful for, but it's open to all students. And this year we had 9,000 students attend and get a free meal. And just things like that that are surrounding students on that kind of Christian foundation of serving others and loving one another and being able to be there for other students and bring that community together is something that's so unique. And I've seen that a lot outside of the classroom through events. And also your first day at Baylor on move-in day, there's an opportunity for the entire student body to come and help the new students move in. And even new students help other new students move in. And I just think that's the definition of just Baylor and being servant-hearted. And that's something I learned that other campuses don't even do is helping students move into their dorm. And it's something that's such a blessing, I think, to a lot of incoming freshmen that might be intimidated or scared of that community. And they come in and they're just welcomed right off the bat and getting moved in to their new dorm. And I think that's a great example of serving students outside the classroom and keeping that steadfast foundation.
Visiting with Hannah Causey, Baylor Student Body President. And Hannah, I know when we were talking last week about this program, you were involved in Mental Health Week. What does it mean to you, talk about that caring community aspect, to be able to anticipate and be proactive about addressing needs students might have at a very pivotal time in people's lives?
Yeah, absolutely. I think something about this role is that you have to be very flexible in it, and a lot of it depends on the environment of the student body. And so we've never had a mental health week before, and this was the first week or the first year that we've ever been able to do something like that. And with that comes a lot of learning experiences, but it was neat because that was us that did it. It was students that did it. I think that just goes to show that if you want to get something done on campus or if you truly believe that there's a need or concern that needs to be addressed on campus, you can do something about it. And I think that's the encouraging thing about being on Baylor's campus is that when we wanted to do Mental Health Week, faculty, organizations, departments, they were all on board and they made it. They helped us make it an entire week of events and five whole days of events caring for the community and making sure that students are aware of resources that are provided for them, and that just, I think, enhance that caring community in itself, and it's important. I think that's just what's really neat about getting to work with administration is that they want students to be encouraged, and they want that to continue on in the future. And so I think it's just there's flexibility on needing to understand the environment that we're in, but also knowing that you can do basically anything that you set your mind to, and the community will support you, and faculty and administration will support you.
Visiting with Hannah Causey, Baylor Student Body President. And Hannah, there's been a handful of times on the program you've said, you know, this is something distinct about Baylor, a little different than everywhere else. And certainly that Christian environment, that unambiguously Christian environment is a huge part of that. We talk about that as one of the pillars of Illuminate. Why is it important to maintain that? Why is the university, as we head in a new direction, saying this is something we affirm, that this is who we will remain?
I love this question. I think it's so important because Baylor has already been an influencer in a lot of areas of how they're functioning and what they're doing in the community that we have. And I think they're going to be more of an influencer. I think this community, this campus is going to be a huge influence to the world. And that's the goal and aspirations that they're headed towards right now. And yeah, it's going to be difficult to get to that point, but it's absolutely possible. And they're headed in that direction now, and they've maintained true to their foundation and still been able to grow as a university and as a program and succeed and see how other people are growing with them. And I think that's super important because there's not a lot of other schools that we can look at to figure out how we should do things and figure out what's working there and how we can do it here, because not a lot of schools are doing what we're doing. And I think that's really important because, like I've been saying, we're finding our own way of doing it. We're finding the Baylor way of doing it, which might take longer. It might be harder, but I think the world needs a Baylor, I think. And I know a lot of people say that, but it's so true. And I think we need a Christian university at the table. And I think we need to maintain that and continue that and not conform and not change that. And I think that's what's so true about this university and to the foundation, because we'll be influencers in that, like we already have been.
Well, I sense your excitement as you talk about that. Do you get that sense, I don't know, wind behind everyone's sails when you talk with President Livingstone and the board? Because it seems like that's something that's really, really shared across the board there.
Absolutely. And I think that's been the most exciting thing about being here these past 4 years and seeing all the transitions and seeing how, like I was saying earlier, like the caring community and the community here has always been constant through trials, through different transitions. It's always been constant. But with everything new that's coming, everyone is so excited and on board. And it might be hard to get every single person, and I think that's something I've had a hard time finding, is that someone that's not on board, because everyone is so hopeful of Dr. Livingstone and everyone that's come in and every new plan that Baylor is headed towards. And I think that's the exciting thing, is when we go into the board meeting, when I meet with different faculty, when I meet with different students, is everyone is so excited of where the university is headed, whether they'll be a part of it or not, whether they're graduating in a semester or not. They're just excited at where the university is headed, and knowing that this is the community that grew them and that they've been a part of, and just being able to be a part of that in any type of way is just truly a community effort, and it has been. And I think that's been something that's really exciting for a lot of people.
Well, that is very exciting. We'll look forward to seeing more of that in the days ahead, and we really appreciate you coming on the program today. I know it's a busy stretch, but it's been great to visit with you today.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Hannah
Causey, Baylor Student Body President, our guest today on Baylor Connections. We mentioned her essay about Baylor's unambiguously Christian environment. If you'd like to read that, you can go online, baylor.edu/magazine, and you can find it there. And, of course, you can hear this and other Baylor Connections programs online, baylor.edu/connections. I'm Derek Smith. Thanks again to Hannah Causey, and thanks for joining us on Baylor Connections.